I want to conclude this lecture, which I suspect has run a little over time. I want to conclude it by saying just a few words about the movement under whose auspices this series of lectures is being held. That is to say, a few words about what we call the Friends of the Western Buddhist Order, founded some 3 years ago. In traditional terms, this is a Buddhist movement. Some people call it a Buddhist group, but I'm deliberately using the expression Buddhist movement in the hope that we do move. Not only move spiritually, but move very shortly from our old premises to new ones. The fact that we are a Buddhist movement is far from being the real heart of the matter. Essentially, we may say, we are a fellowship of people who are trying to evolve, trying to develop. This does not mean, by any means, that we claim that everybody who is in any way connected with us is automatically evolving. This is certainly not the case, or even that they're all trying to evolve. But I think one can make the modest claim that there are at least a few who are trying to evolve, and that these few are in regular contact, or more or less regular contact, with one another, that they're trying to evolve together. And they, therefore, constitute, so far as our movement is concerned, the spiritual community within it. And they constitute also the heart of the movement. And all the activities, therefore, of this movement, of the FWBO, have one purpose, and only one purpose, and that is to help people grow, or help people develop, or at least provide them with facilities for developing and growing. It isn't our aim to try to build up a group or an organization in the ordinary sense. One of our friends a few years ago was rather disappointed with us because we didn't seem to be developing into the sort of sect that you find in modern Japan, that we had no banners and that we were not marching through the streets of London and taking over the Albert Hall. And he was very disappointed, and eventually he left us. But this is not the sort of thing that we're trying to do. We're not trying to build up a group of this sort or an organization of this sort. And we shall be quite content, even if we have relatively few people, provided these few people are in close personal contact, are evolving together, and provided that we have, in this way, both individuals and the spiritual community.